गर्भसङ्कर्षणात्तं वै प्राहुसङ्कर्षणम्भुवि प्राहुसङ्कर्षणम्भुवि रामेति लोकरमणात् रामेति लोकरमणात् बलभद्रं बलोच्छ्रयात् बलभद्रं बलोच्छ्रयात् गर्भसङ्कर्षणात्तं वै प्राहुसङ्कर्षणम्भुवि रामेति लोकरमणात् बलभद्रं बलोच्छ्रयात् गर्भसङ्कर्षणात्तं वै प्राहुसङ्कर्षणम्भुवि रामेति लोकरमणात् बलभद्रं बलोच्छ्रयात्। गर्भसङ्कर्षणात्तं वै प्राहुसङ्कर्षणम्भुवि आमेति लोकरमणा बलभद्रं बलोच्छ्रया गर्भसङ्कर्षणात्तं वै प्राहुसङ्कर्षणम्भुवि रामेति लोकरमणा बलभद्रं बलोच्छ्रया। गर्भसङ्कर्षणात्तं वै प्राहुसङ्कर्षणम्भुवि रामेति लोकरमणा बलभद्रं बलोच्छ्रयात्। गर्भसङ्कर्षणात्तं वै प्राहुसङ्कर्षणम्भुवि आमेति लोकरमणा बलभद्रं बलोच्छ्रया। माताजी गर्भसङ्कर्षणात्तं वै प्राहुसङ्कर्षणम्भुवि रामेति लोकरमणा बलभद्रं बलोच्छ्रया। वट मीनिंग गर्भ संकर्षणात् बिकॉज ही विल बी टेकन फ्रॉम द वूम्ब ऑफ देवकी टू दट ऑफ रोहिणी तम हिम रोहिणी नंदना द सन ऑफ रोहिणी वाई इंडीड प्राहु people will call sankarshanam by the name sankarshana bhuvi in the world rama iti he will also be called rama lokaramana because of his special mercy in enabling people in general to become devotees balabhadram he will also be called balabhadra balavuchrayat because of extensive bodily strength translation and purport by divine grace ac bhaktivedanta swami prabhupada translation the son of rohini will also be celebrated as shankarshana because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula, and he will also be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. Purport by his divine grace. These are some of the reasons why Balaram is known as Sankarsana, Balaram, and sometimes Rama. In the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. People sometimes object when Rama is accepted as Balaram. But although the devotees of Lord Ram may object, they should know that there is no difference between Balaram and Lord Rama. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balaram is also known as Rama, Rameti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak of Lord Balaram as Lord Rama. Jayadeva Goswami also speaks of three Ramas, Parasuram, Raghupati Ram, and Balaram. All of them are Ramas. Omagganatim randasya ganan janasalakaya sakshurun militam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayate girim yatkrupatamaham vande sri gurum dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri krishna chaitanya devam vancha kalpatarabhyasya kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha namo vishnupadaya krishna prasthaya bhutale srimate bhaktivedanta swaminiti namine namaste saraswati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschacha desa tarine jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hama Rama, Hare Hare. In this verse is spoken by Lord Krishna to Yogamaya asking transfer of Balaram from the womb of Devaki to Mother Rohini. So here it is stated why Balaram is called as Sankarsan. In this particular verse, Lord Krishna himself gives one of the reasons. So he is telling the Yogamaya to attract Balaram from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. So being attracted, Sankarsan, Akarsan is getting attracted. Even though Sankarsan is the source of all attractions, but still in the pastime to assist Lord Krishna, he allows himself to be attracted from Mother Devaki's womb to the womb of Mother Rohini. So that's one of the reasons he is known as Sankarsan. And it is stated that the power to Yoga Maya to attract Baladev is given by Lord Krishna himself. When instruction is given, along with that the power also comes. Otherwise, Lord Balaram is too heavy to be attracted by anybody else. And another reason given by our Acharyas is that Lord Sankarsan is capable of attracting all the living entities to his lotus feet. Magnetic power, getting attracted. Magnet attracts the iron piece. Like that, the living entities can be attracted to the lotus feet of Lord Sankarsan. So he is known as also Sankarsan because of able to attract all the living entities. And Garga Muni, later in the Bhagavatam, says that since Balaram unites two families, the families of Vasudev and the family of Nanda Maharaj, because he is able to attract and unite, he is also known as Sankarsan. That is Garga Muni's explanation. Srila Prabhupada explains that in the modern science, people talk about the law of gravity. Newton's law of gravity. It's not Newton's law of gravity, it's Sankarsan's law of gravity actually. The law of gravity, according to modern science, is keeps all the planets in their position. Otherwise, it will go here and there. all the planets. Srila Prabhupada explains that the source of that gravity is Lord Shankarshan. So in this way, Lord Shankarshan, by his wonderful qualities, is known for different reasons. So it is explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that how Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. There is nothing before Lord Krishna. He is the source of all sources. Sarva Karana Karanam. Original Purusha, Adi Purusha. So, Lord Krishna expands himself as Balaram. It is stated that there is no difference between Balaram and Krishna except the color. Lord Krishna is bluish black, cloudish black, and Lord Balaram is whitish. Otherwise, Lord Balaram is as good as Krishna. And Lord Balaram, Shri Shri Radha Ras Vihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshmanuman ki, Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki, Lord Balaram expands as Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, the first quadruple expansion. Four, expands into four features. From there, Sankarsana expands as Narayana, and that Narayana expands as second quadruple expansion, again Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. From that Sankarsana comes actually the Mahavishnu, Karano Dakasai Vishnu, who is cause of this entire material creation. So from Karanodakasai Vishnu, Garbhodakasai Vishnu expands in one of the universes which actually emanates from the bodily pores of Mahavishnu, just like a bubble in the ocean. From Garbhodakasai Vishnu comes Lord Brahma and the universal creation happens. And again Garbhodakasai Vishnu expands as Shirodakasai Vishnu and resides in Shirsagar. So for all this expansion, the source comes from Lord Balaram. So the one of the reasons Balabhadra is known as Balabhadra is extensive strength, the strength of Balaram. It is stated that this universe, this is just one universe, and in this universe this Bhumandala is there. In the Bhumandala there are seven islands. The center one is called Jambudvip, and in Jambudvip, one of the varshas, Ilavrata Varsha, Lord Shiva worships Lord Shankarshan. And Lord Shiva is glorifying Shankarshan as a Shesha, who has got unlimited hoods, Sheshanag, unlimited hoods. It is stated that all these universes which are coming from the bodily pores of Mahavishnu, and they are all held on the head of Seshana. And for Sesha, each one of the universe is nothing more than a mustard seed. We are not talking about the earth planet, we are talking about this universe. We are talking about the universe in which there are seven higher planetary systems, seven lower planetary systems, and this middle planetary system. All these things put together one universe, and that universe weighs for Shankarshan, Seshanar, just like one mustard seed. You can imagine how much strength that is. To say a little bit about what should be the weight of this universe, how big is this universe? It is stated that this universe, the diameter of this hollow sphere is 50 crore yojanas. One yojana is 8 miles only. 50 crore yojanas. And this universal space is enclosed by 7 layers. And the first layer, earth, water, air, fire and ether, and ego, and mahatattva. 7 layers. And the first layer is 10 times the diameter of this universe. 50 crore yojana, the first layer. Like that, the second layer is 10 times the thickness of the first layer. So actually the covering itself is very big, very too big than the, actually the space it is enclosing. Huge, huge. And that such a huge universe, so heavy, is not even felt by Sankarshan, Ananta says. For him, on the hood, it is like a mustard seed. He doesn't even realize that there is some weight on it. Srila Prabhupada writes, sometimes it is in the Western theology, it is said that Atlas is holding the globe. He is actually holding this world, Earth planet only. He is not holding the universe, by the way. There is no concept of universe there. He is just holding the, you know, Earth planet. And he, by holding, he is feeling tired. And, oh, so heavy for him. That is Atlas. For Sankarshan, this Earth is insignificant in this universe actually. He is holding the universe. That is mustard seed. Like that, unlimited number of universes. Not just one universe he is holding. From the bodily pores of Mahavishnu, so many bubbles are coming. And each one bubble is one universe. And all of those universes, Anantanag, he is holding on his hooves, and he doesn't feel any heaviness of it. That is the strength of Balaram. Balabhadram. Srila Prabhupada says that Lord Sankarshan is the source of integration and disintegration. Integration means keeping the world together. So all the planets, all the universes are kept in place. That is integration, gravitational force, according to modern science. That is Sankarshan. And when the time comes for disintegration, then also Sankarshan is the source of it. Generally, we think that devastation means, destruction means Lord Shiva. But actually, Lord Ananta, who is lying in the Garbhodaka ocean. So when the time for destruction comes, then he gets little angry. So from between his eyebrows, Rudra manifests. And this Rudra is going to actually destruct everything. And then from the mouth of Ananta, the fire comes. So much fire comes. And because of so much fire, so much heat, after heat, then the rain comes. The rain of devastation comes. So when this fire, so much fire comes, so Lord Rudra dances, Rudra Dandavam, Nataraj. Lord Shiva is very famously depicted as dancer, you know, Nataraj. So this inspiration to dance comes from Ananta. Ananta inspires him to dance. And that is why we see that in Ilavrata verse, Lord Shiva is personally worshipping Ananta. In his heart, Ananta is always there. And then, because of the devastation, the rain comes, and the source of that is Ananta, Sankarshan only. Even though Lord Shiva plays the secondary destructor, exactly like Lord Brahma, even though he is a creator, he is only a secondary creator. The knowledge and the power to create comes from Krishna. The same way, Lord Shiva also, even though he is destructor, he is only a secondary destructor, and the power and inspiration to do that comes from Sankarshan, Balaram. So it is also stated here, he is also known as Rama, one who gives pleasure. Lord Krishna and Balaram, their childhood pastimes, gives pleasure to all the residents of Braj. So in all the pastimes of Lord Krishna, Balaram is also there. In the childhood pastime, Lord Krishna is crawling, Balaram is also crawling with him. It is stated that when they were small, they will go to the cow shed, both Balaram and Krishna. And they will catch hold of the tail of a calf. And the calf will get little scared and the calf will start running. When the calf will run, they will not leave the tail. They will do skating. The calves will drag them. In the cow shed, you know that there will be a lot of clay and cow dung and etc. And all over the body, they will be smeared with, you know, this cow dung and, you know, all kinds of dirt. And when the residents of Vrindavan, when they see, they take great pleasure in that. And Krishna and Balaram, they are also taking great pleasure in doing skating with the cow tail. And in this way, in all those pastimes, stealing the butter or any kind of pastime, Lord Balaram is also part of it, and he also gives pleasure to all the residents of Vrindavan. So in that way, he is also known as Rama. And Lord Balaram can give pleasure to all the residents of Vrindavan in all the five rasas, including Madhurya ras. It is only Lord Balaram, other than Krishna, who performs the Madhurya ras. It is stated that when Lord Balaram goes to Vrindavan from Dwaraka to console the residents of Braj, then after consoling them, it is stated that he performs Rasalila pastime with gopis, and these gopis are different gopis than the gopis with whom Lord Krishna performs Rasalila. It's not the same gopis. When Lord Balaram performs this pastime, he also takes Varuni. This Varuni is like a special divine liquor. And it is stated that Sridhar Swami says this Varuni is actually the distilled honey. It's honey distilled. It's divine. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that this Varuni is the personification of the liquor, divine liquor, who is daughter of Varuna. And in Hari Vamsa, it is stated that Varuni goes to Lord Balaram and says that my father Varuna has sent to give pleasure to you. Please accept me. So in that way, Lord Balaram takes Varuni and then he performs Rasalila. On one occasion, when he was performing that Rasalila on the banks of Yamuna, so he called Yamuna, come closer. You want to do some pastimes in your water. And Yamuna thought that he is drunk. Drunkard ka baat kon sunta hai? So she couldn't come. So immediately, Lord Balaram took his, plow, halayuda. And then, with the halayuda, he brought Yamuna near to him. In that, he made so many, tributaries, dragging, the earth. He made the plowed the earth, to bring her closer. So that is also shows how much is his strength. You can just do that without any difficulty. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that there are three Ramas. Parasuram, Raghupati Ram and Balaram. So when we say Rama, it could indicate any three of them. So in Hare Krishna Mahamantra, when we chant, so we say that this is Balaram. Some people object. No, Rama means Ramchandra. No, here it is said Rama. Very sloka say. Who says that? Krishna himself. This sloka is spoken by Krishna. Krishna himself said this is Rama. So in that way, Srila Prabhupada says, when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the Rama, we indicate that it is Balaram. Today is also the disappearance day of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Gauridas Pandit. So we'll take little time to discuss their wonderful pastime. Many of them are connected to Krishna and Balaram. With the limited time, I will be short. It is stated that Rupa Goswami's forefather hailed from Karnataka. From there, they moved to Bengal, and Rupa Goswami was born in 1489, 3 years after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented. 1486 is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's 1489. So he served under Nawab Hussain Shah of Bengal. And after three brothers, Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Anupam, they three met Lord Chaitanya in Ramakeli, and they begged for blessings of the Lord so that they can be liberated from the material entanglements. So Lord Chaitanya blessed them, and very soon Rupa Goswami retired from his services. He retired and he wanted to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Rupa Goswami in Prayag, Allahabad, in the Dasaswamedha Ghat, So therein, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave four instructions to Rupa Goswami. One is to uncover Lord Krishna's lost pastime places. There are so many pastimes that Lord Krishna has performed. Within 4,500 years, people have forgotten it. They didn't know which pastime happened where. This is the Kali Yuga mentality. People tend to forget things. One generation after another generation, people forget what happened before. Within 4,500 years, people forgot. And Krishna appeared. Krishna appeared. Balaram appeared. They don't appear that frequently. They appear only once in a day of Brahma. Once in a day of Brahma. Once in a day of Brahma. 1,000 Divya Yugas. Such a long duration of time. Just once they appear. They appeared just 5,000 years ago. And within 4,500 years, the people forgot. This is Kali Yuga mentality. So Lord Chaitanya said, "Do you uncover all those places of pastimes. Install deities and start puja." Deity installation, deity worship. Start the deity worship. And write bhakti shastras. To write bhakti shastra, compile bhakti shastras. And propagate the rules of bhakti yoga. These are the four instructions that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Rupa Goswami. So, Rupa Goswami was sitting on the banks of Yamuna and he was contemplating, how can I achieve this mission? Lord Chaitanya has given me this mission. How am I going to do? So when he was contemplating like that, a small boy appeared and he came and asked him, "What are you doing?" He said, "No, I am thinking, how am I going to achieve the mission?" So the boy said, "Please come, I will show you something interesting." So he took him to a small hillock kind of thing and he said, "Under this there is a deity of Lord Krishna, Govinda Dev, very beautiful deity. So please uncover it and then you establish a temple and worship." Then the boy disappeared. You know who that boy is? Huh? Yeah? Lord Krishna comes himself to tell that where he is. So next day, Rupa Goswami called all the villagers and they dug and they found the deity of Govinda Dev. So then, when he was going to establish a temple, so he took the help of Akbar and Mohan Singh. They both actually helped to build the temple. Later on, their own descendant came and broke also. That's a different thing, Aurangzeb. But then, it was helped by Akbar and Mohan Singh. And on the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami compiled so many literatures which are like law book for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, especially Rupanugas. Those who are following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami are Rupanugas. So we are all Rupanugas, Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Under the guidance of Rupa Goswami coming through Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Srila Prabhupada, we are all known as Rupanugas. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, nectar of devotion. Upadeshamrit, very important, instructions for practicing sadhaka, how we can do sadhana in such a way that we can make progress in Krishna consciousness. Ujjwala Nilamani, Lalita Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav, so many literatures he compiled. He is also known as Rasacharya, Rasa text he has given. And on one such occasion, near Nandagram, in the place known as Ter Kadamba, there are so many Kadamba trees. So, Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they won't even stay in one place. They will sit under one tree one day and another tree another day so that they don't get attached to the tree also. This is my tree. No. Used to change the trees. So on one occasion, when Rupa Goswami would write Lord Krishna's pastime in separation, the gopis being separated from Lord Krishna. And he will be so much absorbed in writing those wonderful pastimes that even the trees will feel the mood of separation. The tree, the leaves of the tree will fall down like tears are coming down the eyes of a person. It is exactly like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Jharkhand forest, he made even the animals to chant. The tigers dancing with the deers may not be a very, possible scenario. But then, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by making them chanting the holy names, made them to transcend their bodily platform of life to the spiritual platform. The tiger was not identifying with his body as a tiger, and deer is not identifying his body as a deer. And they were on the spiritual platform. In the spiritual platform, everybody servant of Krishna, so they were dancing. Otherwise, it's not possible. You can't expect a tiger to dance with a deer. So, by means of transcending their consciousness, they were exhibiting their feeling in the spiritual level. In the same way, the trees were elevated to the spiritual level and they can feel actually the mood of separation that Rupa Goswami is feeling. That is the power of a devotee who can actually change his surrounding consciousness into his consciousness. That is how a pure devotee can make his place a Vrindavan, because his consciousness is Vrindavan consciousness. He can make his surrounding also like that. And when Rupa Goswami would again write the pastimes of reunion, Krishna and Gopi, then the Kadamba tree will also feel the happiness. The reunion, lot of happiness is there, Samboga. And so much happiness is there, then the Kadamba tree will feel that. They will start, that the leaves will start coming and the flowers will blossom like that within no time. Spiritual level it is possible. In the material level it may not be possible. So, in that way, we can understand that Rupa Goswami was always relishing the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami would often discuss various pastimes of Krishna. On one occasion in Kamyavan, they used to go to place, not in one place. In Kamyavan, they were sitting and discussing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Day and night, they didn't go for eating, they didn't go for sleep, or they were discussing. Then one small girl came with some ingredients. So she gave the ingredients to Rupa Goswami. So he took the ingredients and kept it aside and started again discussing only. Ingredients are lying down. It goes on again. Then she thought that these people are not going to cook anything. She started cooking also. So she started cooking the sweet rice and then gave it to Rupa Goswami. Then Rupa Goswami gave it to Sanatana Goswami. Then they were doing it for several days. Then when he tasted it, it was something different. Not like this world. It's not from this world. It was so sweet. He asked, "Hey, where did you get this?" He said, "One girl came and she gave the ingredient, but we were discussing. I didn't even bother. Later she cooked herself and gave this." Then Sanatana Goswami could understand that is none other than Radha Rani. And he started crying. "How is this?" He took the saris from him. And they stopped eating and crying. After crying for some time, the taste of sweet rice is so nectarian, they took some more sweet rice and started crying. And cried for some time, then took the sweet rice, again started crying. And Sanatana Goswami was mentioning to Rupa Goswami, "We are here to serve the divine couple, not to take saris from them." That should be the mood of a devotee, Srila Prabhupada writes. But Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari in the pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna, and helping Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi in serving Radha Shyam Sundar. And Narottam Das Thakur says, to understand loving affairs of Radha and Krishna, you must serve the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami with intense eagerness. Unless one serves Rupa Goswami with intense eagerness, it is not very easy to understand the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. So, Rupa Goswami passed away in 1564, 27 days after Sanatana Goswami passed away. He could not feel the separation of Sanatana Goswami passing away. So, within 20 days, Srila Rupa Goswami disappeared. And his Samadhi Mandir is in Radha Damodar temple complex. And it is also very interesting that Srila Prabhupada stayed there and he got the unlimited blessings of Rupa Goswami every day while cooking and taking prasad. Srila Prabhupada was looking at the Samadhi and Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami, and with the blessings of Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada went to the West and able to establish this International Society for Krishna Consciousness to give the Krishna consciousness which Rupa Goswami was wanting to give. So following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada is giving an opportunity for all the fallen conditioned soul to practice Krishna consciousness and also get the mood of Rupa Goswami in serving Sri Radha and Krishna and Lalita and Vishakha. Today is also the disappearance day of Gauridas Pandit. Gauridas Pandit is one of the associates of Lord Nityananda, Lord Balaram. And he initially lived in the village Saligram near Mudagacha railway station in Bengal, but later on moved to a place known as Ambika Kalna. So in Ambika Kalna he was living, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they went to Ambika Kalna and met Gauridas Pandit. So Gauridas Pandit could understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to take sannyas, he is going to leave Navadvip. So he was not able to feel, he was not able to control his sadness. He was crying repeatedly, how can I live without you? So then, after some time, Lord Chaitanya said, don't worry. So Lord Chaitanya manifested two deities made of neem. One is Lord Chaitanya, another is Nityananda. And he said, these two deities are non-different from us. So you keep serving these deities, in that way you will be serving us. So you don't have to worry, please do that. So, and these two deities were looking exactly same as Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. So by saying that, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda started walking out. So Gauridas Pandit said, no, wait. Okay. Let those deities go, you both stay here. I want to serve you. So then Chaitanya and Nityananda said, no problem, they stood. They just stood and the two deities started walking. When the two deities started walking, he looked at that, said, hey, this looks like Chaitanya and Nityananda. He went to those deities and he said, no, wait. I want you to stay and they to go. It went for 2-3 times. Then Gauridas Pandit could not distinguish between which is the original Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and which is the deity Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya. So much resemblance. There is impossible to distinguish. Then Lord Chaitanya said, don't worry, I already said this is non-different. Start worshipping. So in that way, if we go to Ambika Kalna, we have a temple, there is a temple there in which Gauranga and Nityananda is there. These are the same deities that performed pastime with Gauridas Pandit. So Gauridas Pandit served these deities so nicely that he would talk to them, he would cook for them every day. And he will discuss Shastra with them. Gauranga and Nityananda, they will discuss Shastra with them. So in that way, he was very intimately with full heart serving Gauranga and Nityananda. And one day, he thought that I should decorate Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya with a lot of jewelries, but he was poor. He didn't have anything. So by simply thinking only, and that day he saw they were wearing a lot of jewelries. Both, I didn't put all the jewelries, how did they get the jewelries? He asked them, hey, where did you get the jewelries? That you don't worry, no, just do your service, why are you worried about that? So in that way, Gauranga and Nityananda could understand what the devotee wants to do, they also reciprocate accordingly. Gauridas Pandit, on one occasion, just before Gaur Purnima, he went out of station to give in, to invite some devotees, and he told Chaitanya Das, his disciple, to take care of the worship. And this Chaitanya Das was doing the service for the deities, and Gaur Purnima is coming close, and Gauridas Pandit didn't come. And he was thinking, what to do? No, we have to invite people. We have said, no, Gaur Purnima, you have to celebrate in a grand way. So just few days before, he felt that maybe let Gauridas, let my Guru Maharaj come. But in the meantime, I'll invite people. So he went around and invited all the people, no, for Gaur Purnima festival. Please, all of you come. So after he gave the invitation, Gauridas Pandit came. And Chaitanya Das told him, I did like this. He said, how you started acting so independently? Nonsense, ground. So Chaitanya Das said that, no, I didn't act independently. No, I invited for the festival, your festival only. He said, no, get out. Gauridas Pandit went on the banks of Ganges and he was crying. And a boatman came and he said that, I want to give you some donation. Can you take this? He said, please go and give it to Gauridas Pandit. And the boatman went to Gauridas Pandit. And Gauridas, what? No, I met one devotee, he was crying on the bank. He knew who it was. I wanted to give him a donation for Gaur Purnima festival. He said, no, you give it to Gauridas Pandit. He said, no, you do one thing, you give it back to him only and tell him that he can do his service there. So then the Gaur Purnima day came and Chaitanya Das started in his own way. Those who were invited, there are so many people invited, they all, when they came to the banks of Ganges, Chaitanya Das was there, they thought that this is the festival, they all joined there only. So a lot of devotees were there and he started, doing the kirtan, and it was so ecstatic kirtan. Parallelly, Gauridas Pandit is doing his Gaur Purnima in his temple, where Gauranga and Nityananda, same deities, they were standing. So he was doing his festivity there. And so the cooking was done, they were going to offer the bhoga, they took the bhoga inside the altar, Gaurnita is not there. He said, "Are?" What happened? They went to the offer. There is no deities. Then Gauridas Pandit was angry. He took a stick and he wanted to find out where is this Gaur and Nithai. So he saw Gaur and Nithai are going and he started chasing Gaur Nithai. So Gaur Nithai became afraid of, are, pakad gaya aaj. So they ran and they ran to the place where this kirtan is happening, and then Gauranga and Nityananda entered into the heart of this Chaitanya. So Gauridas Pandit could say, hey, my Lord, Gauranga and Nityananda, they are entering the heart. And then he was so ecstatic, his own disciple is pleased with Lord Gauranga and Nityananda so much that the supreme lords, lordships, they themselves entered into the heart of his disciple. So he embraced him and he said that, no, don't worry, I was only testing your sincerity. So in this way, the devotee Chaitanya later became known as Hridaya Chaitanya, because in his Hridaya, Gauranga and Nityananda actually entered. So in the temple of Ambika Kalna, because they are always afraid, like, you know, the Gaur Nithai, if somebody does some wonderful thing, the Gaur Nithai will get out of the altar actually. So they put the curtain very frequently, they put the curtain exactly like in Vrindavan. Banke Bihari temple, they keep putting the temple, so they don't want the deity to go out, you know, so be there only. So there is a tamarind tree outside the temple where Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda met Gauridas Pandit when they first came, and in that temple there is a Bhagavad Gita copy handwritten by Lord Chaitanya is there in the temple. Handwritten. So if you want to see the handwriting of Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Lord's handwriting, so you can, that is one place where you can get the handwriting copy of Lord Chaitanya. So in the Gaura Ganodesha Deepika, it is stated that the Gauridas Pandit is Subala, Subal, in the pastime of Lord Krishna and Balaram. He's Subal, he's a Saka. And his Samadhi is in the Shyamrai temple of Dhir Samira in Vrindavan. Today is the auspicious occasion of disappearance of Gauridas Pandit as well as Rupa Goswami. We pray at their lotus feet for getting some inspiration to serve the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, and serve the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and Balaram, so that we can make progress in our Krishna consciousness to achieve the ultimate purpose in life. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments or questions?
I have a question. I need clarification.
Volume.
And that is, in one letter, Prabhupada wrote that Rupa Goswami, only Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami are eternal associate of Lord Krishna.
What is that? What I didn't.
In one letter to Jadurani, Prabhupada wrote that only Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami are eternal associate of Lord, not all other Goswamis. And in Chaitanya Charitamrit, Mahaprabhu say that for Rupa and Sanatan, that you are, both of you are my eternal associate. So how do you synchronize this? I mean, just I need clarification on this. There Prabhupada said only Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami are eternal associate, not Sanatana Goswami. Only two of them. And here Mahaprabhu said that Rupa and Sanatana, both of you are my eternal associate.
Please continue the answer also. Like Lord Chaitanya will ask question and answer also. Please. You are asking
the question. I need clarification. I can only speculate. Anyway, this is discussion. We can discuss. And my thought is like, Rupa, Sanatana Goswami, and there are two kind of jiva, Nitya Mukta and Nitya Baddha. So maybe Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, he is Nitya Mukta. And Sanatana Goswami, by performing devotional service, although Nitya Baddha, but became Nitya Mukta. So that way Mahaprabhu predicted in advance. That can be one. And other, Prabhupada Acharya, he saw that way, that only two of them are associate, not Sanatana. I don't know. That's my confusion. The confusion here. So I just need clarification of
somebody
confusion.
Can do a research. Because there is also a statement that Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami is Labanga Manjari, I think. And Jiva Goswami, Rati Manjari, their names are given. These are all different manjaris like that. Manjaris are actually assistants of the Sakis. Those Lalita and Vishaka. Especially it is stated that Rupa Goswami is serving, Lalita and Vishaka Shaki as the assistants. There are so many manjaris. So in that way, we have to do some research.
Yeah, the confusion comes because he said specifically that only Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami eternal associate.
Somebody can do research and find out. What is the context in which he stated? We don't know. I don't know where it is said. So in any case, Maharaj.
We have to actually see the letter itself, then we'll... Yeah, we have to see the letter and who the letter is written to. And if it's an early letter, then we'll have to... First we... It's nice to refer to the letter directly first.
Okay.
Maybe take another question, but we should see the letter.
Okay. Any other comment, question?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for nice class. There is one Mataji, Mula Prakriti Mataji. She wrote a book where she met all the devotees who have met Prabhupada before he went to America. So one of the Babaji's, he commented that he used to live next house to the Damodar temple. He commented that sometimes in the middle of the night, he would hear the loud cries from Rupa Goswami Samadhi Mandir. Then someday he would look through the window and he would see Srila Prabhupada would sweep the floor in front of Samadhi Mandir, Rupa Goswami, and then cry and cry and cry for the mercy of Rupa Goswami. So by the mercy of Rupa Goswami only Prabhupada went. And then he told Yamuna Mata, Janaki Mataji, that she was not able to do some service. She was refusing to do service. Then Prabhupada instructed her that you chant this prayer, Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam, Stapitam in Budhale, Swayam Rupa Kadamayam, Dadati Svapadantikam, then you can do your service nicely.
Thank you.
Okay, Ram Kripa brought some Kripa. Letter to Jadurani, Vrindavan, 9th September 1967. My dear Jadurani, please accept my blessing. Your letter of 824 contains some important question. The six Goswamis are not all eternal associate of Krishna. Only Rupa and Raghunath Goswami are eternal associate. You know there are two kind of living entities. Nitya Mukta or eternal associate of the Lord and Nitya Baddha or eternal condition. This material manifestation is a chance for the eternally conditioned entity to go back home, back to Godhead. But when they go back, there is no distinction between these two. When Krishna appears, some of his eternal associates come with him to assist him in his different incarnational activities. And some of the living entities from conditioned life are liberated by following the footprints of Lord Krishna and his bona fide associates. So, all the six became eternal associate of Krishna. Regarding Sarvam Bhattacharya, he descended from higher planet for being liberated in the association of Lord Chaitanya. So, his conditioned life came to an end and he became after he contacted Lord Chaitanya. The distinction between subtle and gross bodies is elementary. When there is eight elements, five gross and three subtle, when living entity has only subtle anyway, this is different thing.
See, but he didn't specifically conclude about the Goswamis. He then started telling about the philosophies.
He said only two of them are eternal associate.
Maharaj.
Not all, he made clear. But my question is, Chaitanya Chaitamrit, Lord Chaitanya said to Rupa and Sanatana, but both of you are my eternal associate.
See, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's translation and purport, the first volume, it's very clear that there are two features of how persons enter into the lila or pastime of the Lord. So one is Lord Brahma goes to pray for the Lord to come. And the other is Krishna is sending Yogamaya in the verse today. So there's two ways it's coming. One is coming from Golok and one is coming from the material world into that. So Srila Prabhupada makes it very clear in those purports and the actual verses, like, you know, like prior to, you know, Krishna appearing to Devaki and Vasudev, you know, there was like, you know, Prishni and Sotapa and so forth, you know, like that. But the actual eternal parents are Nanda and Yasoda, and as well as Devaki and Vasudev. So there's one way they're coming from, on one side, from the demigods praying for them, for Krishna to appear, and the other way, the eternal associates are coming from Goloka Vrindavan. So sometimes a living entity from the material nature who is becoming purified to enter into the pastime of the Lord may enter into the form of an eternal associate for the sake of pastime here in relation to Nanda, Yasoda, Devaki, Vasudev, Prishni, Sutapa and others. Yeah. That's one. Another time Srila Prabhupada said that Narada Muni is actually a sadhaka. And then he became a siddha, the great Narada Muni. And then Srila Prabhupada said that, but there's no difference between, like you read in the letter also, you know, there's no difference whether you're going through sadhana siddha or nitya siddha, it's the same in the end. So Narada Muni is an esteemed member of our disciplic succession in the previous acharya, you know, from, you know, Brahma Narada Vyas. And Vyasadeva is literally incarnation, but his guru is Narada Muni, who's coming from a sadhana siddha to the nitya level. So both are accepted in the sense of that. So on one sense we can make a discrimination for the sake of churning the philosophy, but another sense on the absolute platform there's really no discrimination when they, from sadhana siddha they become nitya itself. And nitya siddha always remains nitya. That okay for now?
Thank you Maharaj.
We, something else?
ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की बलराम पूर्णिमा महामहोत्सव की रूप गोस्वामी बाद की गौरीदास पंडित की ताय गौरव प्रेमानंदे।